Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A whale became temporarily stranded in turning an arm Thursday, and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration continues to monitor it. A sunny afternoon provided a sparkle coming off the waters of Turnagain Arm, and that had many folks looking at the water. That's when someone saw something thrashing in the murky water. In a message written to Alaska's news source, she says, "I was driving home with my parents from Turn Lake this evening, and we spotted this whale that was sort of stuck." Julie Fair of NOAA Fisheries confirmed the whale was stranded along Turnagain Arm near mile marker 86, just south of Girdwood. Experts say the whale is a 30-foot-long juvenile, but haven't been identified what species of whale it is. Fair wrote in an email, "With the incoming tide, the whale was able to release itself from the mud flats. Last year, a young gray whale about 20 feet long was stuck in a portion of the 20-mile river. The young gray whale became subject of interest over Memorial Day weekend when a fisherman in the river first reported the whale. The 20-mile river whale had been stuck in the area for over a week before high tide in June allowed the whale to swim free. But the whale's carcass was found later in June near the Susitna River." NOAA experts will continue to monitor the whale in Turnagain Arm. Fair wrote in the email, she said, "Because the incoming tide will carry the whale further into Turnagain Arm, increasing the chance that the whale could become stranded again. NOAA Fisheries continues to monitor the situation." And if by chance you're driving from the Kenai Peninsula to Anchorage and you happen to see the whale, you're asked to keep your distance and call the Alaska Marine Mammal Stranding Hotline at 877-925-7773. OneWeb, the low Earth orbit satellite communications company, is partnering with Hughes Network Systems and the United States Air Force Research Lab to help bring high-speed internet to projects in the Arctic region. Dylan Brown, head of government services for OneWeb, told Alaska's news source,
"We're getting a really strong demand signal from the DoD for low Earth orbit polar connectivity, and you know that is a component of our global constellation, an important component, but one that they see brings a new edge to their missions."
Brown says the advantage that OneWeb provides is an ability to supply high-speed internet to the world's most remote regions via their large constellation of LEO satellites. He says,
"The U.S. government have really empowered a particular laboratory, which is the Air Force Research Lab, actually out of Dayton, Ohio. That's where they're based. But this activity takes us into the polar region. We're not really at liberty to say where, but yeah, it takes us to a domain where the DoD exercise and operate. And frankly, there are no commercial satellite solutions of high speed today, right? So this is a new capability for them."
OneWeb is also looking to bring that same high-speed connectivity to Alaska's most rural residents. He says the tech company has two remaining rocket launches scheduled before that can happen. Each launch is scheduled to deploy 36 satellites that will link up with the 182 satellites that already are orbiting. If the two remaining launches are completed as planned, OneWeb could be offering up their services later this calendar year. And the audio is courtesy of Alaska's news source.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.